Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Paul Stevens, Marketing Director in the Networking Communication Group at Advantech with us today. Welcome, Paul.
Pleasure to be here, Allison.
So, Paul, why don't we just get started and talk a little bit about Advantech and your role within the networking arena.
Sure. But Advantech's Networks and Communications Group, which I'm a part of, our mission is to provide our customers, namely network equipment vendors and service providers, with time-to-market advantages and lower total cost of ownership across quite a scalable range of Intel-based networking gear. Products span from entry-level tabletop appliances, which can be programmed for things like virtual private networking or small office network security, based on perhaps a few Intel Atom cores. And they move on through the mid-range and onto ultra-high-end appliances with quite a flexible choice of processing power, memory, and Ethernet ports, all the way up to carrier-grade blade servers with several hundred Xeon cores for applications like Cloud RAN, mobile edge computing, and NFV deployment in general.
Now, you mentioned a few use cases that are quite interesting, and we've been talking on Chip Chat a lot about the overarching transition that's going on within the networking space right now to deliver new solution capability to the market. Can you tell me a little bit about how you view that and how Advantech is playing in terms of optimizing their platform delivery for this particular change?
Yes, I think, well, the Xeon D processor that was introduced today actually plays a big part in that role to network function virtualization. And it really is in line with what Advantech's trying to do from a platform development perspective. We try to keep features as consistent as possible across pretty much of our entire product range. And it's really by keeping this consistency that customers and ecosystem partners can choose the right product for the range, which matches their sweet spots in terms of performance and cost. You know, we've spoken a lot in the NFV world about what goes on in the data center. But from Advantech's perspective, it's more about what goes on at the edge of the network and beyond the edge of the network, right to the access areas. And that's where I think we play an essential role, giving the flexibility to bring virtual network functions out from the data center all the way to the edge.
So if you look at the solutions that are brought to market today, and congratulations on the launch of so many solutions, can you just describe how you've targeted these particular solutions and where they fit into the entire continuum of networking solutions that Advantech brings to the market?
Today, we announced a series of platforms based on the new members of the Intel Xeon D product family, which span quite a few different form factors and can be used in a plethora of development and deployment scenarios. Customers can capitalize on innovative new technologies. For example, we introduced our new versatile server module and a processor mezzanine card where they can take a network function virtualization infrastructure on a module approach. We call that NFVI on a module. And then that basically allows them to drop the Xeon D-based modules onto standalone network working gear, such as optical routers or switches, to bring them enhanced service capabilities that make use of the compute capacity and even use of off-the-shelf virtual network functions. So it brings new capabilities to equipment that's already out there.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you've engaged with Intel in terms of collaborating around these solutions?
We get very early access to Intel Silicon, so we've been actually working with Intel for quite some time now on all of these various platforms based around Intel D. That means that by the time we come to market, we have a number of products that are ready for deployment, and they range all the way from the versatile server modules that I spoke about, but also mid-range network appliances, carrier-grade servers, all the way up to carrier-grade blade servers for network function virtualization and for mobile edge computing.
You had, I believe, about five different solutions that were delivered to market. The first one looks like a versatile server module. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, the versatile server module actually is the first member of our family of server on a module platforms. They allow for much simplified integration of the latest high-performance Intel processors, and they can be dropped into small cells, base stations, carrier Ethernet, and demarcation boxes to add extra service capabilities. So, like I said a little bit earlier, earlier on, that allows us to take virtual network functions that run in the core and move them out to the edge of the network, giving much greater NFV elasticity. And from there, we move on to the mid-range network appliance modules that can address new areas such as enterprise CPE for virtual enterprise CPE devices or software-defined WAN environments, for example.
And then, you know, you spoke as well about carrier-grade solutions. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yes, we have a number of carrier-grade solutions in style of carrier-grade servers, also in carrier-grade blade servers. From a carrier-grade server perspective, our first model based on the Intel Xeon processor D1500 is the CGS3010. That's a 1U-based platform. We're looking at that platform for the best price-performance ratio that we can get with a balanced compute and I/O expandability. The idea here is we don't need dual Xeon-based compute. We have a flexible I/O subsystem that can alleviate and offload some of the functions from the Intel Xeon processor. At the higher end, we've got the Pachyderm XLC, and that's a carrier-grade blade server that can be used at the edge of the network, but it's also got some great density thanks to the arrival of the Intel Xeon D processor and could also fit into central office applications as well as data center applications. And we can get about 300 cores right now based on the latest SKUs of the processor itself. I think what's most exciting about the high-end solution is the density that we can get in such a small footprint. The Pachyderm XLC system that we've designed mainly for NFVI and also for applications like Cloud RAN really needs to scale, but we need to get the maximum density of compute we can in the available space. In some of the carrier-grade environments, you know, we need to be within a 400-millimeter depth in a 6U carrier-grade chassis. And that's really important for the workloads that are going to be loaded up onto the platform in the field. So the Pachyderm XLC system actually incorporates a highly versatile and modular design with 9 front slots to host 9 single or dual node Intel Xeon D processor blades. And that means that we can use generic blades to run application workloads, the virtual network functions, while dedicated cloud controller nodes provide orchestration and virtual infrastructure management functions. We've also built a couple of cloud storage nodes that go in there for content caching and nodes optimized for media and image processing in preparation right now. So with all the high availability features and the high compute density achievable at rack scale level, it really is a perfect fit for scale-out data plane workloads as well as mission-critical control plane gear.
Prior to launch, can you tell me what initial customer response has been?
Customer response has really been great. The Intel Xeon processor D1500 product family really does enable the unprecedented levels of performance and integration. The customers we're working with in enterprise, data center, and telecom networking equipment areas alike are looking for. It's ideal basis for platforms that can be used in quite a lot of deployment scenarios that scale across edge to core, small to corporate offices and data centers. And we're currently engaged with a number of customers in all of those areas.
And obviously, we've probably talked to some customers online today that would be interested in getting engaged in testing of these platforms. What would you suggest for them?
Well, I'd suggest that they make use of remote evaluation services. One important aspect is to get platforms based on the new silicon out and into the hands of customers for evaluation. We introduced a quick start service, which we call RES, which stands for Remote Evaluation Services, which offers customers simple, easy, secure access to our entire range of platforms upon which they can rapidly evaluate the new silicon and test their new services. Customers are loving it as it allows them to apply all this innovative new technology much faster than before. And at the end of the day, it also helps reduce CapEx on development systems, OPEX through improved performance and efficiency. And of course, it provides the means to grow new revenues much faster.
Do you have a URL to send the folks to?
Advantech.com/NC. That's N for network and C for compute.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on the launch.
Thank you very much, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.